Feminine hygiene products may soon be available at no cost in selected Cambridge public facilities. A proposal that would provide free menstrual supplies will be reintroduced at a city council budget meeting Thursday. For some, it's been a long time coming since council turned its back on the issue in 2019. At that time, Cambridge City Council voted against a motion that would have put free menstrual products in washrooms at 39 city-run facilities. The original proposal had a start-up cost of $20,000 and was rejected. The same proposal with a three-year phase-in was turned down. Introducing menstrual supplies in six city facilities as a one-year pilot project at a $3,000 start-up cost was also rejected. Wednesday, Cambridge City Councillor Donna Reid says that she was surprised that the original motion wasn't passed, but she is ready to bring the issue back to the table. For some, it's a human rights issue. For others, a waste of money. And then there are those who are just too embarrassed to talk about it. I think things have significantly changed since then. Some councillors were uncomfortable to talk about the issue, but I think the stigma surrounding this is less now, Reid said. I asked local women's groups to also weigh in on the issue. It's not just me. This is something that impacts the whole community. Representatives from the Cambridge Food Bank, Canadian Federation of University Women, CFUW, and the Cambridge Council on Aging will make a presentation at the city council meeting. I used to teach dance. Often, things would happen unexpectedly, and you are unprepared. This is something that happens, said Vanessa Tonchich, Youth Action Coordinator at the Cambridge Food Bank. And these days, no one carries change around anymore. There is also the cost of these products. They are so expensive. I'm all for this. I think Cambridge is absolutely behind the ball on this. When you go somewhere and you see these items being offered, it's a treat. Often, women can be unprepared, and this makes such a huge difference in those times. It can bring confidence, Tonchich said. The new proposal would place menstrual supplies in universal and women's washrooms. This would decrease an initial cost of $30,000 to $18,400, with $4,000 for supplies annually. This would be an impact of 0.02% increase per average household, approximately 27 cents. According to research conducted by Plan International Canada Inc. in 2019, 34% of women and girls in Canada had to often, or occasionally, make budgetary sacrifices in order to buy menstrual products. A further 63% of women and girls had to miss an activity, regularly or occasionally, because they were menstruating and had concerns about not being able to access either menstrual products or proper sanitation facilities. We don't ask people to bring toilet paper with them. This too deals with a natural waste product from our bodies, and should be treated in the same way, Reid said. Tonchich says feminine hygiene products in city-run facilities would help remove stigma and barriers. It shouldn't be embarrassing, Tonchich said. There are so many issues that can be alleviated for women and girls who might be scrounging around trying to find products. It can make such a difference in the community.